This is Jerry Mandel, DO Dictating an Attorney Letter to John Norman, attorney at law of the firm Pointer and Bucherri, address on file. Dear Mr. Norman, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Keila Smith, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is K-E-I-L-A. Last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, photographs, comma, and took the history directly from the client, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old female who is involved in a fall injury at St. Francis parking lot on or about March 5th of 2020, period. After she parked, she was approaching the sidewalk, and she fell due to a dip in the pavement, period. She fell face first onto the pavement, and both her shoes fell off, period. She did fall forward, landing on her abdomen, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury, period. She had immediate pain in her left knee, comma, calf, comma, left shoulder, comma, and toe, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in her left knee and left calf, period. New paragraph. The left knee and left calf pain occurs with diminished range of motion of the left knee, period. She was treated with medication and physical therapy, period. She does have a prior history of total knee surgery approximately 1 year before this injury, period. This total knee surgery was totally healed and pain-free until this fall accident, period. Her present knee pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, but it does hurt in both the left knee and left calf regions, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that she was seen at St. Francis Emergency Room that day. She was treated and released after they bandaged her toe, period. Approximately 2 to 3 days later, she was seen by a podiatrist and informed that she had an infected toe. She was placed on antibiotics, period. She was seen at Eskenazi Westside Clinic, period. She was followed up with an orthopedic doctor who did her prior knee surgery, period. She was seen by him several times, period. She was referred to physical therapy at Eskenazi and was seen several times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows. The patient has problems walking over one half block, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include allopurinol, comma, a statin, comma, diflucan, comma, an antidepressant, comma, migraine medicine, comma, meloxicam, comma, urinary tract medicine, comma, methotrexate, comma, metoprolol, comma, a nerve medicine, comma, spironolactone, comma, another diuretic, comma, and trazodone, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercise, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for gout, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, depression, comma, migraines, comma, Sjogren's disease, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, edema, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, and COPD. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals left knee replacement 1 year prior to this fall, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, hysterectomy, comma, two hip replacements, comma, right knee replaced, comma, shoulder repair, comma, three back surgeries, comma, and a plate inserted in the wrist, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left knee in the past, period. The patient never injured her left calf, C-A-L-F. The patient never injured her left calf in the past, period. The patient has had a prior total knee replacement 1 year prior to this injury, but she had total recovery and was pain-free until this fall injury, period. The patient was pain-free at least 4 months after the surgery, period. The patient recently fell in May of 2024, fracturing her right wrist and her right shoulder was injured, period. She did not injure her left knee or calf in this May 24th fall, period. This fall was caused by an incident with a dog, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor auto accidents, period. She did have an automobile accident where she did have treatment one time for a whiplash injury in the early 1990s, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is on disability for Sjogren's and arthritis, granted in 2011, period. No work was missed as a result of this present injury, period. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the results, period. On March 5th, 2020, she was seen at the emergency department at Franciscan Health Hospital, where she's complaining of pain in her knees, comma, ankles, comma, shoulder and toes, period. X-rays were negative for fracture, period. She was seen again March 9th, 2020 at Eskenazi Hospital with numbness in her lower extremities and feet, period. She was also having problems with gait and joint difficulties following the fall, period. X-rays were negative for fracture, period. On July 21st, 2020, Eskenazi Health for follow-up appointments, period. August 7th, 2020, Eskenazi Hospital with continued pain of the wrist and stiffness in her knee, period. August 24th, 2020, seen at Eskenazi Hospital for physical therapy. On September 22nd, 2020, Eskenazi Hospital for more physical therapy treatments, period. Some specific comments on the report. Visit date at Eskenazi Rehab, August 24th, 2020. Presents for physical therapy evaluation for left knee, period. Had a history of TKA on left knee about 2 years ago, period. She reports she sustained a fall in late February, causing return of aching and numbness in left knee, period. Assessment, clinical findings indicate patient's left knee pain and limitations appear to be associated with irritation to hamstrings after sustaining a fall, period. I did review photographs as well, period. Eskenazi note, March 9th, 2020, presents with a chief complaint of numbness in feet, period. She states the other day she had abrasions to the left great toe and right second toe, period. She went to ED and x-rays of the hip and knees, period. Radiographs of the knee. With comparison of left knee x-rays of August 20th, 2019, show bilateral total knee prosthesis are grossly intact, period. No evidence of loosing, period. No fractures or dislocation, period. Alignment is anatomic, period. No joint effusion, period. Soft tissues are unremarkable, period. Impression intact hardware, period. Assessment 1, neuropathic pain. 2, foot pain bilaterally. 3, toe abrasion left initial encounter, period. They prescribe Bactroban. Eskenazi Orthopedic Clinic note, August 7th, 2020. Presents several years out from left. That's RCR. That's capital R, capital C, capital R. And a year and a half out from left, TKA, period. She states that in February she fell on her left side, and since that time has had persistent pain in her left knee, comma, left shoulder, comma, left wrist, comma, and left ring finger, period. She endorses stiffness in the left knee, period. Rehab diagnosis 1 is chronic pain of the left knee. 2, status post-total left knee replacement, period. X-rays of the left foot, March 10th, 2020, negative for acute findings. X-rays of the left wrist, April 8th, 2020, negative for recent bony injury, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of March 5th, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number 2, left calf trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, and hamstring trauma, period. Number 3, aggravation of left total knee replacement, period. The above 3 diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of March 5th, 2020, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, I can acknowledge that the patient does have a permanent impairment to the left knee and left calf from the fall injury that occurred March 5th, 2020, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in her left knee for her entire remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in the left knee as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A knee brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every year and a half, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A cane to assist in ambulation will cost $150, and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, photographs, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.